Well, hello and welcome once again to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchert, race director for the Kansas City Marathon, presented by Garmin. Thanks so much for tuning in. Lots to talk about on our monthly podcast today, and a couple great interviews as well. Coming up next segment, we'll talk to Kim Facetta, the chief marketing officer with Aftershocks. They're the awesome wireless headphone company that's taken the country by storm, and also a great new partner of the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. We'll hear more from Kim next segment about Aftershocks, who offer a great wireless product, and it's also the safest headphone option because you can actually hear sounds around you because the Aftershocks headphones rest outside your ears, not in the ear canal, so you can hear ambient sounds like cars and traffic and other runners. So a very safe option and a very comfortable option as well. We'll hear more about Aftershocks headphones with Kim Facetta coming up next segment. You'll also be able to try out, I should mention, Aftershocks headphones. You can do a test run at no charge at many of our upcoming Kansas City Marathon group runs in July. More on that as well coming up later in the show. Also coming up later in the podcast, we'll interview my good friend Tori Fugate. She's the outstanding director of marketing and communications for KC Pep Project. They are back as an official charity partner of the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. So we'll talk to Tori about what their organization will be doing at this year's race, and we'll also find out what's going on as far as latest and greatest with KC Pep Project. They're always super busy and doing a lot of great things in the Kansas City community. All right, let's get started with what's happening this month. And the new course has been finalized. If you were a big fan of last year's course, which was essentially very similar to being the 2016 course ran in reverse, then I think you'll like this year's new course a lot as well. So a very similar course to what we saw in 2017, which includes two primary elements. Number one is it gets the most significant hills out of the way in the first half of the race. And again, this is primarily talking the half marathon and full marathon courses. Only one real significant hill in the second half of each of those races. That's the hill coming out of the Country Club Plaza climbing up to Westport. But we try to get most of the big hills out of the way in the first half of the race when the runners are most fresh. And the other real distinguishing characteristic of this race is the lightning-fast downhill finish on Main Street. So the last three-quarters of a mile straight downhill, it'll help drag you in, sort of like a magnet, pulling you into the finish line. And it's going to be a very fast finish with that breathtaking view of the downtown Kansas City skyline. So got great reviews on last year's course. This year will be similar. The couple big changes that we'll talk about, and we'll get into this even more next month with Eladio Valdez, our running coach from Runner's Edge, who helped us finalize the course and helps us each year with that. A couple changes you'll notice for the half marathon runners. We are not doing a full loop around the plaza this year, but instead are going to the very end of 47th Street and then turning around and coming back for that climb into Westport. So not looping around the whole plaza, but instead a little bit of an out and back there on 47th Street. That'll make it easier for spectators to get into the plaza and watch the race, which is a good thing. Also, we'll be making a different route through Westport. So instead of going from the east to the west on Westport Road, we'll be going from south to north on Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania really, for a lot of people, that's kind of the distinguishing part of Westport. You get to run past a lot of cool places, including Port Fonda, iconic Kelly's there on the corner of Westport Road in Pennsylvania. You get to run past Char Bar, one of the best barbecue places in town. So we're going through Westport, which will again be a huge spectator zone on the course, but we'll be doing so in a different route going up south to north on Pennsylvania this year. The biggest difference for the full marathon is we'll be avoiding that second big hill on Paseo. We got some feedback for sure from runners last year that after they ran past UMKC and up near 71, the turn south on the Paseo really hurt a lot of runners. So we're going to eliminate that this year and take a different route south coming back off of Volker. The other thing you'll get to see that'll be a pretty big difference will be a long out-and-back stretch on Ward Parkway for the full marathon runners. So it'll be a chance for the full marathon runners to see the race winners, the first-place male, first-place female. You'll get to see them running back towards you during that out-and-back section. And you also get to look out for a lot of your friends, which I think is a pretty cool thing. So it gives you something to look forward to during that stretch and, of course, covering a very beautiful part of the city in Ward Parkway. But I think the main thing that we wanted to stress is this course, despite these tweaks, still gets to cover all those major Kansas City landmarks that our runners look forward to seeing. So you'll still get to run past Sprint Center, downtown Kansas City, City Hall, 18th and Vine, which includes the great new Kansas City Royals Urban Youth Baseball Academy. Get to run past the Nelson Atkins, the Country Club Plaza. For those full marathon runners, you'll get to see Waldo still. You know, 75th and Warnell continues to be a big part of the course. That's pretty much the furthest southern point on the route. And, of course, like I mentioned, the beautiful stretch in Ward Parkway. And then the two routes come back together and get to see Westport together. And then that awesome downhill finish there at Pershing and Main Street. So that's just a short preview of the routes. You can check those out online on the website, kcmarathon.org. And as I mentioned, we'll get into the more specifics next month with Eladio Valdez, our outstanding coach from the Runner's Edge, and talking about the right way to train for the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, as well as the best way to approach the hills and the specific course in terms of how it is laid out. Our apparel has been finalized as well, with the specific design coming here in the next couple weeks, but we're excited to let everyone know that with our City of Fountains theme for this year's race, you'll be getting a beautiful royal blue shirt to match the fountain theme. And like I talked about last month, it'll be a little bit nicer apparel item for the half and the full marathon runners. So the 5K and 10K runners will both get something nice as well. They'll get a very nice, comfortable tri-blend short sleeve shirt. So very similar to the shirt we provided our participants last year. So 5K, 10K runners get a tri-blend short sleeve shirt. But we wanted to give something even more significant to the half and full marathon runners who are spending quite a bit of money on the race and also investing even more hours in training. So the half and full marathon runners will be getting a tri-blend hoodie. So again, it's a tri-blend short sleeve shirt for the 5K and 10K runners, but it's a tri-blend hoodie for the half and full runners. And again, both of those royal blue color, they look great, and we have tested those in our office. They are about the most comfortable shirts you can ever get. And we know there were some issues last year with the fit for our female participant shirts, and we can guarantee you that will not be an issue this year. As I mentioned, we have tested out these shirts. They look great, they feel great, and the sizes are true as well. So check out that as well. We'll be, as I said, reviewing the design for those participant shirts coming up in a couple weeks, but I think you'll like the design, and I know you will like the comfort and the fit of this year's participant shirts. We should mention as well, registration is now open for the Jeff Galloway Running School. We revealed on a recent podcast that the legendary Olympian and now known as America's coach, Jeff Galloway, coming in for the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. He will have a Galloway Running School while he is in KC. This will take place the evening before the race, so Friday, October 19th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's at the Expo location. It's at Union Station, so you can just kill two birds with one stone. You can arrive a little bit before 5, get your race packet, and then stick around for the Galloway Running School from 5 to 8 p.m. That'll be taking place in the Arthur Stillwell Room at Kansas City's iconic Union Station. And if you want to get more information or to sign up, you can visit Jeff's website. It's Phidippides.com, and you can just go to shop.phidippides.com. Phidippides. We'll also be putting up a link on kcmarathon.org. But really, it's a great chance for you to meet Jeff Galloway, get your photo, maybe get an autograph from the legendary runner and running coach. And it's a really great motivating class taught by Jeff. He'll really give you some great tips and insight on how to reach your goals. And if you're looking to kind of break through, if you've plateaued, or if you're a new runner looking for some tips on how to be the best runner you can, or if you just want to learn more about his amazing run, walk, run method, the class is a great option for you. It's only $99, and like I said, you get a chance to meet Jeff in a very low-key, intimate setting. There'll only be about 30 people or so in this running school, so we encourage you to make sure to get signed up before it sells out. And like I said, it's going to be at Union Station, so it's right there, the home of the Kansas City Marathon Health and Fitness Expo, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Friday, October 19th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you can sign up at shop.phidippides.com, and we'll also put the link to that on the kansascitymarathon.org website. One more thing to talk about before we go to break. I mentioned our great coach, Eladio Valdez from the Runner's Edge, has revealed his 16-week Kansas City Marathon training plan. Those are now available online. You can check that out at kcmarathon.org. Once you get to our main site, click on Race Info and then click on Training. And you can check out the 16-week training plan, which kicks off right around July 1. Pick it up anytime during the month of July, and you'll be ready to go. And Eladio's got everything from beginner running to advanced running. And again, it's kcmarathon.org, race info, and then click on Training tab, and that'll take you to his 16-week training plan specifically made for the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to one of our great partners, Aftershocks. We'll talk to their chief marketing officer, Kim Facetta, and talk about their product and what you may be able to learn about Aftershocks that you may not already know. As I mentioned, I've been trying them out. We've been sampling these at some of our community group runs, including recently at Run 816 in Westport. And Aftershocks is a very quality product. It's a safe product, and it really changes the way you can run. It also pairs great with the Garmin Forerunner 645 music watch, which is Garmin's latest and greatest running watch. So really, you don't need to carry your phone anymore. You have your running watch. Garmin's watch will hold music. You can sync it directly to the Aftershocks headphones, and you can also pay using your Garmin watch now and their Garmin Pay feature. So it's really changing the running experience and eliminating the phone for a lot of runners on race day. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to Kim Facetta from Aftershocks. You're listening to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Race Director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks for tuning in. And right now, we're excited to be joined by Kim Facetta, Chief Marketing Officer with Aftershocks. They're one of the great 2018 partners of the Kansas City Marathon, and here to tell us a little bit more about their products, some very cool wireless Bluetooth headphones, among other things. Kim, how are you doing today?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for your time. And again, if people want to check out your products, aftershocks.com. It's the word after, and then shocks is spelled S-H-O-K-Z. So aftershocks.com. And you can also check out their great headphones at many local Kansas City running stores, including our great partners at Run 816 down in Westport. Kim, I think if people aren't familiar with Aftershocks, the brand, they've certainly seen other people running around town with a much more convenient and safer way to run, talking about these wireless headphones. You don't have to worry about wires running around, getting caught in your clothes, getting tangled up in your pockets or whatever. So it's a more convenient way to run is what I have seen, and also a safer way to run, which we'll get into here in a minute. But maybe just start off for people that aren't familiar with Aftershocks. What is the company and what is your brand all about?
Sure. So Aftershocks is actually kind of a new brand. We're about 6 years old now, and started off real small, but have had a really big year, really, over the past about a year and a half, where we've just sort of found our way into lots more running shops, which, you know, we initially started more as a CE company, but at the end of the day, we're really a sport headphone that allows people to run safer. And our whole concept is open ear listening. So if you see our headphones, you'll notice that they don't go inside your ears and they don't cover your ears. Instead, the transducers rest right on your cheekbones, right in front of your ears. And little mini vibrations make the sound sort of travel right through your cheekbones to your inner ear. That's bone conduction. And that's actually a natural way that we hear anyway. But it's a new way for people to listen when it comes to headphones. And we're really the only brand that's doing anything like this. So it's pretty exciting.
You know, I've talked to some of the local running stores in town, and they say they have a hard time keeping your products on the shelves. You know, the Aftershocks headphones get in stock, and then they're gone almost immediately. So it sounds like what you're talking about with the bone conduction technology and also the safety features of being able to run without headphones in your ear, it sounds like it's really resonated, I know, with a lot of runners here in Kansas City, and it sounds like you must have seen that on a national level as well.
Right. I mean, it's so important, especially if you're out road running. But, I mean, you just always want to, remain aware of your surroundings and just, in general, not totally tune yourself out to what's happening. So that's where the open ear listening comes in. And, you know, for Aftershocks specifically, we've worked really, really hard on the musical properties of bone conduction. Bone conduction is actually typically used for just voice communication in military settings, but we've got over 60 patents and a slew of research and design engineers in our office in Shenzhen that work really hard to make our headphones sound musical. So they sound like any other headphone, and I mean, really any other sport headphone in the category that you would see on a shelf next to it. But these just allow you to also hear those cars, other runners, dogs barking, that sort of thing. So,
well, it's such such an important thing, because I think a lot of us as runners maybe will just sometimes zone out, like you said, and a lot of us are doing our running on sidewalks or on streets or whatever that may be. So being able to hear if there is an approaching car will get you out of that daze real quick. But then, like you said, the quality is still so good. You can perfectly hear music or an audiobook or whatever you like to listen to. So I definitely feel like after trying it out myself, it's like the best of both worlds.
Well, and these also really come in handy for folks like very, very serious runners or people who are trying to change something in their training. So as an example, with myself, I really need to pay attention to my foot strikes on the pavement to kind of match it up with my breathing. And, you know, sometimes you just lose sight of that, but you can, and, you know, you can also hear that sort of thing. It sounds like such a simple concept, but it's really valuable. And, you know, I can hear my feet while I'm also listening to an audiobook. So,
Kim Facetta is joining us. She's the Chief Marketing Officer for Aftershocks. If you want to check out their great bone conduction headphones, you can do it online at aftershocks.com. That's AFTERSHOKZ.com. And one of the reasons I'm even more excited to partner with you guys this year with the Kansas City Marathon is we do a lot with Garmin as our great title sponsor of the race, and their latest and greatest running watch is the Garmin Forerunner 645 Music Watch. It can hold up to 500 songs, so really you don't need to carry your phone anymore unless you're wanting to take pictures along the race course or something like that. And everyone I've talked to at Garmin says their music watch works so well with the Aftershocks headphones, and that just seems like it's a great marriage there.
It does. Yeah, that watch is great. I've just started using it myself.
Talk to us a little bit about the different options for products, because obviously, just like with Garmin, there's lots of different types of running watches. What are the different types of headphones that Aftershocks can provide for runners right now? And is there anything you've seen on your end that's especially hot at the moment?
Sure. So we have two types of wireless headphones, and they both are, one of them's called Trex Titanium, and one's called Trex Air. They both make and take phone calls. They both have a six-hour battery life. They're both IP55 rated against sweat and water. So the only difference between them really is the Trex Air is a newer product, and it's about 20% lighter, and it's made of full titanium. So it's just a lighter and more universal fit. The Trex Titanium has been in the market for about 2 years now. It's a lower price point. You can pick one up for just $100. It's a great, great wireless headphone, but the Trex Air is sort of a step-up model. And then we also have a couple of wired units, the sports titanium units, that one has a microphone and one doesn't. If one of them is, you know, you can plug those into your phone or MP3 player, and that's for folks who, you know, are not typically feeling great about the wireless thing. I mean, there's so many people who don't trust Bluetooth, so we still offer those and sell quite a bit of those as well.
That's awesome. Well, if anyone out there has not tried Aftershocks, we'll be doing a lot of community group runs this summer where you can come out and just talk to me and test out a pair and see how you like it. And everybody I've talked to that wears them loves them. So I think you'll be making a lot of new customers in Kansas City. And again, just check us out at KC Marathon on social media for a list of our upcoming community group runs. We'll be testing out a lot of pairs of Aftershocks. They've been generous enough to send us. We'll be doing that this summer. So make sure to come out to those as well. Kim, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. And again, thanks for the great partnership on this year's Kansas City Marathon. And I certainly hope we'll see you guys out at the race in October.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks again. There's Kim Facetta, Chief Marketing Officer for Aftershocks, the awesome wireless headphone company. And again, they work great with the new Garmin Forerunner 645 Music Watch. Check them out at aftershocks.com. That's AFTERSHOKZ.com. Or at many of the great Kansas City area running stores, including our partners at Run 816. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to Tori Fugate, Director of Marketing and Communications with KC Pep Project, one of the great charity partners of the 2018 Kansas City Marathon. That's coming up next. You're listening to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com.
Tell me what you really like.
All right, welcome back to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm race director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for joining us today. And now one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite people, Tori Fugate, director of marketing and communications for KC Pep Project, one of our official charity partners for the Kansas City Marathon. Tori, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing good, and always lots going on with KC Pep Project. Why don't you start by giving us an update on what's going on with the brand new world headquarters you guys have started on, and then anything else that's new with KC Pep Project?
Well, it is an exciting time. First of all, it's summer here at KC Pep Project, which means we're super busy. Naturally, we have a lot of animals coming in. So with our new shelter, we had the vote last year, and we've been working as fast as we can on the design of the new facility. So it's going to be in Swope Park at the corner of Gregory and Elmwood, and right across the street from Lakeside, right down the street from the zoo. And we're hoping that we can start on the project here in the next month or two, and we'll be in the new shelter, if all goes according to plan, by the end of 2019. So it will be a fast construction period. It'll be about four times the size of our current facility. We're basically just right-sizing everything that we do, all of our programs here. And it's going to be, you know, a destination for people to come and be able to hang out and see the pets that we have available for adoption. But it's also going to be a place where you can come get a cup of coffee. There's going to be a coffee shop in there. We're going to have an education pavilion where we're going to be able to have birthday parties and all sorts of fun events at the shelter. So it's really going to be a destination for people, not just looking for animals to adopt.
So in addition to being a cool experience for the people who love KC Pep Project, talk about the benefits for the animals themselves. I assume you have more room to house more animals, but also, you know, things like more space to run and walk, I would assume, for the animals. What kind of benefits will the new shelter mean for your pets you guys are housing right now?
Oh my goodness. If you've ever been to our shelter, it's basically a warehouse. It's an old converted warehouse that all of our animals are living in. We currently have around 200 dogs in one room. The new shelter is not going to be anything like that. We're going to have basically large districts for every dog. So there's going to be either 12 or 15 dogs per room. They're going to have 2 4x6 runs that they can stretch out, and they can go to either side of those. So there's going to be a lot of room for the animals, proper HVAC units for the very first time. So air circulation, the animals will be a lot healthier in this facility, and we're going to have catios for the cats, which is going to be very exciting. When you walk up, you'll be able to see the cats sunbathing outside and interacting with butterflies and stuff. We're planting butterfly bushes right outside of there. And then even when you're in the retail area, which will be a very large retail shop for that area of town, because there really isn't a place for people to be able to go and buy pet food and things like that, you'll be able to see cats in the retail store a lot of interactions with animals as soon as you walk in the door. We'll have play yards for all the dogs so we can continue doing our daily canine play groups that we do here. We'll have potentially walking trails behind the shelter. We're working on those, and hoping that we will be able to put those in for volunteers and people that just want to come and walk dogs. And then, of course, we're in Swope Park, so we'll have opportunities for people if they want to come grab a dog, run them around Swope Park, that people will be able to do that.
That's awesome. Very exciting for you and general public, and of course for the pets, probably the most important thing. Of course, with KC Pep Project being an official charity partner of the Kansas City Marathon, we encourage our runners to donate to KC Pep Project or fundraise for KC Pep Project. You can find more info on both those options through our website, kcmarathon.org. You'll also see some language about that and the different options when you're registering for the race, which again is at kcmarathon.org. Very cool stuff. And in addition to those options of fundraising or donating KC Pep Project, what else can people do if they're a dog lover, if they're just a big lover of what you guys do at KC Pep Project? What else could they do to help you?
Well, we always need volunteers. That's a big thing. So if you are looking to get in shape, you could become a dog walker around here. We have around 200 dogs every day that would love to get out at all of our locations to be walked and hang out outside with our volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can get more information on our website, as well as fostering, taking home animals, and giving us the opportunity to make space for new animals coming in. But it also gives us a chance to see the insides of those animals in a home, and just helps us clear some room for all of the animals coming in. We get about 30 to 50 new animals here every single day. So space is very, very critical for us. And then if you can't do either of those things, of course, donating to help with the animals in our care. We depend on donations to help us save lives in the community, which is why this partnership is so incredible for us to be able to have the opportunity to have all the runners that are participating in the marathon donate to help our pets. It's just a wonderful opportunity.
So you and I met about a year ago and kind of helped form this partnership. But if I would have met you 2 years ago, I would have met someone who wasn't a runner at all, right? I don't know what you did. I'm sure you did some things to stay in shape. But now you're like a hardcore runner. Why don't you talk a little bit about your race schedule? Because I think you have a half marathon maybe once a month or something like that. Well, what's happened to you? Did you ever see this coming?
No, I didn't. I haven't been that hardcore to do a half marathon every month, but I, baby steps every year trying to lead up to it. So Annie, that works for us at KC Pet Project, ran a full marathon in 2016 with Kansas City Marathon. And I went and watched her and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so inspiring to see all these people trying to achieve this goal. I've never really been a long distance runner. I ran track in high school and just hated it pretty much and just did, sprinting and short stuff. So I was like, well, maybe I could try to do a 5K. So I signed up for the Groundhog Run actually after that and started training for a 5K, and then, just kind of built up after that. So this year I did sign up for 4 half marathons. I've traveled for 2 of them. I did the Disney Star Wars half marathon, which was like the most incredible race experience. And then I'm going to travel to Ireland this summer and do the Killarney half marathon in Killarney, Ireland. Super excited about that. So of course I've signed up for the half marathon in Kansas City and looking forward to that and all of the hills that go along with that.
That's awesome. Well, the good thing is there are hills, but you live in Kansas City, yeah. So you train on them all the time, right? No big deal.
It's true. I run a lot with the Running 1-6 group and train on all those hills. And so at least I know what's coming and I can prepare for it mentally.
Although this race in Ireland, we were talking about it before we started the interview, kind of a downhill race. I'm guessing it'll be nice and cool, beautiful course. That might be a PR for you.
It might be. It is relatively all downhill through the national park, so you're running past castles and waterfalls. So that might be the only thing as a distraction. I want to have my phone out the whole time taking pictures. It was kind of like the Star Wars half marathon. And I had the worst time ever because I was like, I have to have my picture with Kylo Ren, so I must stop here and wait in line to get my picture with Kylo Ren.
So you had the best time, but you had the worst time like on the clock, right?
Exactly. It was like 15 minutes past my Kansas City marathon time. It was completely atrocious, but the time was. But the race experience was incredible. Disney is awesome, and I highly encourage anybody to go and do a Disney run. It's really fun.
All right, here's the big question everybody's wondering about. What is KC Pet Project doing for the pre-race health and fitness expo at Union Station, and what are you guys doing on race day? I know you had a booth last year at the expo. On race day, you had an adoptable pup out on the course and got some promotion for that dog. What are you thinking this year? Are we going to have some puppies coming out? What do you envision this year?
Well, it all depends on what we have available. So last year, unfortunately, I didn't have any puppies around the time of Expo. So I'm really hoping that this year is different and that we have some that we can bring, or some kittens. We're planning on bringing some animals, at least to stop by and see all the people at Expo. We also made some really like fun, cute running shirts that we hope to have out again this year. It says stuff like, I hate running, but I love dogs. And we have a running team at KC Pet Project. It's KC Rescue Runners. And so we sell stuff, KC Rescue Runners merchandise there, as well as just swag that we have for the shelter. And so if anybody's wanting to be a part of that running team, they can find information on our website for that. And we now have about 60 team members, and they, run races and fundraise throughout the year to help the pets at our shelter.
That's awesome. Well, best of luck with your upcoming half marathon, and thanks again for being a partner of the race. We love you guys here at KC Pet Project.
Thank you so much. This is a wonderful opportunity. We can't thank Kansas City Marathon enough for involving us, and look forward to an awesome race season and training. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much. That's our good friend Tori Fugate, Director of Marketing and Communications with KC Pet Project, joining us here on the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast. We'll take a time out and come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast. I'm Dave Borchert, race director for the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks to those of you considering running our race on Saturday, October 20th. We like to call it the biggest and best race in Kansas City, and we'd love to see you out there on Saturday, October 20th. We'd also love to see you out at some of our community group runs in July, and here's our schedule for the month. Sunday, July 1, we'll be at KC Running Company in Leawood at 7 a.m. Monday, July 9th at Lululemon on the Country Club Plaza, that run at 6 p.m. We'll be running with the Black Men Run Group at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday, July 14th. The next day, Sunday, July 15th, we'll be with the Running Well store in Lee Summit, Missouri at 7 a.m. Wednesday, July 18th, it's the Olathe Running Club, 6:30 p.m. for that one. And Saturday, July 21st, 7 a.m., our good friends and official charity partners with Team World Vision. We'll be running with them from their Liberty location at 7 a.m. on July 21st. And last but certainly not least, Sunday, July 22nd, our monthly Kansas City Marathon course preview group run with our great friends and partners at Run 816 in Westport. That's at 7 a.m. And once again, on July 22nd, we'll be giving away a huge Kansas City Marathon prize package, a Garmin Forerunner 645 music watch, and a pair of Aftershocks wireless Bluetooth headphones. Combo value there of that prize package, more than $600. So come on out, be a part of our drawing at Run 816 on Sunday, July 22nd. And at all these group runs, we'll be raffling off different prizes. So hope you can come out to a lot of our Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin group runs in July. Coming up on our August podcast next month, we will delve into our 2018 medal design. We've teased that a little bit. The theme this year is Run the City of Fountains, so that will be a major element of our 2018 medals, and we'll be revealing that and talking about that concept coming up next month. We talked about our participant shirt this month, but we'll also be revealing the design coming up in the next couple weeks, so we'll talk about more in our 2018 podcast for August. And again, both those, the medal design and the shirt design, will be rolled out here in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned for that via email and social media. We're also working on nailing down our Finish Line Festival food and beer for our 2018 race. I don't know about you, but one of the things that really makes races appealing for me as a runner is the after party. So we're talking about the bands, we're talking about the food and the beer right now and working on getting that finalized. So we'll talk more about that in our August podcast as well. And we have another big, exciting new apparel partnership we'll be revealing next month. Not going to say any more than that right now, but we think it's something our runners are really going to be excited about. So we'll have another new exciting apparel announcement coming up in our next podcast as well. Again, follow us on social media for all the latest and greatest Kansas City Marathon information. It's at KC Marathon on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Again, at KC Marathon for all the latest news and information on the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. All right, I'm Dave Borchert saying so long. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to Kim Facetta from Aftershocks and Tori Fugate from KC Pep Project for joining us on the show. I hope you have a great month of running, and we will talk to you in August. You've been listening to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night, going back to Kansas City. And I love you, tears, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing?